again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
Is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 7th of October, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist Thomas M. Keneally, born in Sydney, Australia, 1935. He was a successful novelist, traveled to Hollywood, talked to some movie people, and while he was there, he happened to buy a briefcase in Beverly Hills from a Holocaust survivor. Got to talking to the man. Turned out he'd been saved from the concentration camps by a Polish factory owner named Oskar Schindler. And Keneally thought that was interesting. He started to research Schindler, who'd been a sort of wealthy playboy until the Nazis invaded Poland, and then suddenly decided to use his factory as a refuge for Jews, employing them so they would not be sent to concentration camps. Keneally interviewed 50 of the people saved by Schindler, wrote his book, Schindler's List, in 1982, helped to popularize the story, and became the basis of the Steven Spielberg movie Schindler's List in 1993. It's the birthday of the poet and essayist Diane Ackerman, born in Waukegan, Illinois, 1948. First book of poetry was called The Planets, a Cosmic Pastoral. Came out in 1976, poems entirely about astronomy. Her book, A Natural History of the Senses, in 1990, essays about her own thoughts and experiences of sight, sound, smell, touch, and taste, which begins, "Nothing is more memorable than a smell. One scent can be unexpected, momentary, and fleeting, and yet conjure up a childhood summer beside a lake in the Poconos, when wild blueberry bushes teemed with succulent fruit and the opposite sex was as mysterious as space travel." And it was on this day in 1955 that Allen Ginsberg read his poem Howl for the first time at a converted auto repair shop in downtown San Francisco. It was called the Six Gallery. Ginsberg had never given a public reading before, and he was a little nervous. But after a few lines, he started to chant the words, and the audience began to cheer at the end of every line. The MC, Kenneth Rexroth, was in tears by the end. He later told Ginsberg, "This poem will make you famous from bridge to bridge." And he was right. The poem was published by Lawrence Ferlinghetti in 1956, and an obscenity trial made it a huge bestseller. Here's a poem for today by Peter Pereira, entitled Reconsidering the Seven. Deadly sins, please. Let's replace pride with modesty, especially when it's false. And thank goodness for lust. Without it, I wouldn't be here, would you? Envy, greed, why not, if they lead us to better ourselves, to ambition? And gluttony, like a healthy belch, is a guest's best response to being served a good meal. I'll take sloth over those busybodies who can't sit still, watch a sunset without yammering or snapping a picture. Now that makes me wrathful. Reconsidering the Seven, a poem by Peter Pereira, from What's Written on the Body, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.